This week on the podcast for New All Age Comic Books for the week of November 7th, 2018, Tiger vs. Nightmare, Race for Your Life. It's a Peanuts joint. You will love it. The classic girl comic book is out this week. Adventures of Super Sons and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We are talking the new all-age comic books for the week of November 7th, 2018. Where's the time go? It's the first official week in November, and it's a good week. It really is, because there's something for everyone. There are some really great girl comic books and some great boy comic books, and after I said that, I didn't mean to trigger anyone by saying, it's for girls, it's for boys, but keeping it real, parents, you know that some things are going to be more attracted towards certain sexes, and that's cool. If it's not, I'm not saying that My Little Pony, there, buried the lead, here it comes. My Little Pony is not exclusively for girls, but that's one of the best all-age comic books this week, and it's mainly going to be attracted for the girl audience. It's issue number 72 from this very good monthly comic book series from IDW Publishing. It is Friendship is Magic. There's really nothing. Even the surliest adult in the crowd, the most anti My Little Pony crowd out there, you can't say anything bad about this because it has great values in the comic book. It has some decent action for an all-age comic book, and it teaches about friendship. What's not to love about this, really? It's for girls, mainly girls. Some boys will dig it. You brony kids, you know who you are. And it comes out monthly. It's $3.99. If you buy it through some of the links, it will cost $3.19. And it is a classic, classic comic book, My Little Pony. Issue number 72. It is out this week. And by the way, if you're on Twitter or any of the social media platforms, please look us up and say hello. It's Trey. And we are at Daddy Mojo. At Daddy Mojo on Twitter. Also on Facebook. Or drop us a line here, trey@daddymojo.net. If there's something that you are reading, watching, and we are not, please tune us into it. Because we're busy with the kids, and we may not get to things in a timely manner. We love this series. These are two series. They're mini-series that are branching out from nice, ongoing, monthly series. And the reason we like these is because it's kind of a bite-sized sample. It's like, maybe you've been curious about Steven Universe, because the kids like them. Maybe I should try it, but you don't want to jump into the comic book, because it may be in some strange story arc, and you won't understand. I get that. And that's why these miniseries are really nice to jump into. This is the one from Steven Universe from Boom Studios. Steven Universe Harmony. Now, Halloween at Our House saw a couple Steven Universe costumes. But the kids who were in those costumes, they were the cool kids. They were the kind of the slightly below the radar kids who knew that the people who knew what they were thought it was cool. And some of the adults were going, I don't know what it is, but you're covered in green and you've got gems on your wrist. I'm not sure what's going on. It's a great little series if you haven't seen it on Cartoon Network. And the comic book is really good too from Boom Studios. It's one of those that, you know what, it's almost a 50-50 break for us. We appreciate the show and the comic book. So it's very even. Steven Universe Harmony 4. This is all about the Harmony Corps and its effect on Beach City. What is it doing? Why is it there? Is it a force of good, force of evil? And what are the crystal gems going to do to solve the problem? If this is all Greek to you, it shouldn't be, because it's really good stuff. It's Steven Universe Harmony. It's a fun little miniseries, and it's going to be appropriate for upper elementary school and up. Even younger will get it. There's nothing bad about it. But the upper elementary through middle school, they're the ones who will really appreciate it. The second series that's kind of spun off a nice little mini-series here and there is this, Star Wars Adventures. Now, we talked about this last week, where as an ongoing comic book, bam, 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 it is great. Sometimes, though, they do have story arcs, and this is a chance to get in on a nice little three-part story arc that is all about the Sands of Jakku. The words are cool. It brings back good memories. It does. Sometimes cooler than the movie. The comic book that was fabulous. This is a 3-issue miniseries from IDW Publishing. And this is as good as it gets in all-age comic books. It's great stuff. Equally great for boys or girls. Great. And this is a mini-series, so if you're hesitant to jump into a full-on series because you don't want to marry the comic book, you just want to try it, check this out. Star Wars Adventures, number 1 of 3. It's out this week. Think you'll like it. This series also has really... it's really grown on us in the best of all possible ways. Because when it first came out, I called them the Muppet Babies of DC Comics. Kind of a pejorative. It's laughs on me, though, because it's a really good comic book. And kids like it. Our 9-year-old likes it. And it's really appropriate for him because it's older motivation is one that he wouldn't like and that we've shown it to him. And it's like, no, too much reading, not enough action. Let me jump into this. It's Super Sons. In this case, it's Adventures of Super Sons. The difference with this little miniseries is that it's a year miniseries that features the Super Sons, which is the son of Batman and the son of Superman. Don't roll your eyes at me. It's a really good comic book. And you parents, I know you rolled your eyes at me saying, oh, they're going to the sons of the whoever. It's like Descendants. You didn't roll your eyes when your kids watched Descendants on Disney, did you? No. And this is actually a great comic book. It really is. And the miniseries is nice, too. If you don't want to jump into the miniseries, try the regular series. It's great. And it's from DC Comics. It's $3.99. This is a year-long miniseries. Two graphic novels out this week that are really great. One of them is an example of a young person's graphic novel. And it's Tiger versus Nightmare. Oh, what a cute title. Even if you don't look at the book and you don't see the art, you say Tiger versus Nightmare. It's either a Clemson dream, or I can guess that it's the tiger coming out at night to fight the nightmares from the young boy or girl that has this stuffed animal. And it's the latter of the two. Just cute as the day is long. Retails for $13 in the store. Retails for $17 in stores. If you buy it through the links, it's $13. But it is beautiful. Let me read you the synopsis because they do it much more eloquently than I. Tiger is a very lucky kid. She has a monster living under her bed. Every night, Tiger and Monster play games until it's time for lights out. Of course, Monster would never try to scare Tiger. That's not what best friends do. But Monster needs to scare someone. It's a monster, after all. So while Tiger sleeps, Monster scares all of her nightmares away. Awesome. You can see where it goes. Beautiful stuff. This is going to be great for pre-K and up. Pre-K, you'll need help reading it, obviously, but moms and dads, you won't mind reading this to them. It's Tiger versus Nightmare. Beautiful stuff. This next graphic novel is... you don't want to call it a classic because it's brand new, and that would be a bit premature. But the characters are classic. It's Peanuts, Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. It's an original graphic novel. Now, if you're saying to yourself, well, Peanuts stopped doing things because of Charles Schulz and the comic book going away and everything, they didn't. What happens is, and these are original graphic novels under the blessing of the Schulz Empire. So in other words, Schulz's Empire has signed off on it and says, you know what, you can make these things as long as they're, I don't know what their criteria is, as long as they're as great as these. And this is great stuff. And with a fabulous retail price, only $9.99. Awesome. Buy the links. It's $8. And it features the Peanuts gang in a raft going over some waterfalls with Snoopy just chilling. He's happy. Everybody else is panicking. It's classic Peanuts. It really is. If you liked the movie that came out a couple years ago, you should jump on this. If you're an old school Peanuts fan, wondering what the gang is up to because you want to introduce your kids to it, check it out. It's Peanuts Race for Your Life. Charlie Brown. It's a brand new graphic novel from Boom Studios, and it's just wicked cute. Marvel Comics gets in on the all-age superhero action, too. This is a relatively new imprint that they have going on. It's not really an imprint. It's more like a series of comic books that they have. It's Marvel Superhero Adventures. That's the acronym you want to look for, the title. Marvel Superhero Adventures, Captain Marvel, number 1, Mealtime Mayhem. So it's kind of a Thanksgiving pun, a Thanksgiving series of stories. It's Thanksgiving in New York, and you know what that means. Bad guys in all-age action fun. This is great. Our first grader likes this series, but even if he was in pre-K, he would still be okay with looking at the action, and parents, you'll be okay with letting your first grader or pre-K student read this, because it really is fun stuff. It's $3.99, and it gives kids a chance to see a lighter side of the Marvel Comics universe while not watering it down all so much that parents can't enjoy it. It is great stuff. Our email is trey@daddymojo.com. And thank you for watching or listening. If you have any comments, want to share this with somebody, that would be great karma. And thank you.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.